Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, I think it's just being a responsible rusher. You know, if you're behind the quarterback, you're wrong. You have to be smart when you rush him. He knows where to escape. I think he's one of the most efficient scramblers in the league this year. So, you know, for us, it's working together. You know, it's never just one person doing something. It's the guys that are rushing are working together. Coverage behind you factors into that. Like, there's a lot that goes into bottling that up and keeping him in the pocket.
Michael Hoyt, Bills and Chiefs, Sunday, 4:25. I saw the map, the early games. Colts Steelers is one, and it was the Burkhart Brady game. Minnesota Detroit.
Okay.
I'm not sure we get both. We probably do.
I can tell you in a moment. It's just going to take me a couple of clicks.
I bet we do.
And I will be able to tell you definitively. Let's see.
Sunday night is Seattle, Washington, which in this case is two different places.
Isn't this weird? For some reason, my schedule is reflecting this as though we are on Central Time. The 1 o'clock games are 2 o'clock, and the Bills game is 5:25 here in my app. Like, I have not logged out. I just went in. Anyway, that's weird. I bet when I clear it and come back, it'll be right. Anyway, Colts, Steelers, CBS, 1 o'clock. Vikings, Lions, 1 o'clock. Bills, Chiefs, and then, yeah, night game. You had it.
I just want to say it once.
Local TV, that is, just for anybody who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I just want to say it once, in case I'm right and it's somehow interesting.
Mm-hmm.
England changed its clocks last weekend. So now those games are 6 hours ahead, not five.
Okay.
And I wonder if that has anything to do with your... Because you haven't been to Central Time in the last while.
No, it's been...
I wonder if that has anything to do with
it. It's been quite a while, yeah.
Now those games are 6 hours... ahead, and we change our clocks this week, right? Saturday night, yeah, Sunday morning.
I believe that's right, yes.
So 5:25 is kind of when we start, because it'll be extra hour.
I guess that's right.
That's probably more likely to be it.
I want to see if, you know what, let me I'm going to go in here, let's see what the baseball game is listed at tonight.
You wanted to say 9.
It says 8.
Oh, well, never mind.
Isn't that weird? What a weird, glitchy thing. All right, anyway, I'm closing that up. You were right about the games on local TV, so there's that. And don't forget, the whole pregame show is coming out. CBS pregame show.
Oh.
Watch Bill Cowher get thrown through a table.
Who cares?
I think he did do that last year.
Who cares? So are they on, like, noon to 1 from here?
Yes.
In an empty parking lot?
It won't be empty.
No, it won't be empty, but it's not about to be kickoff either.
No, that's right. But they did this for the game last year. It might have been the first time I recall them ever going out on the road for that show. So they're going to be here, and then they're going somewhere else next week too, I think.
Probably the Jets or somebody.
I don't know. But yeah. So yeah, they'll do the noon to 1 live from, you know,
it's unwatchable
out front.
It's like unwatchable, but you know, not that you have to agree. Week 10 Who cares? I'm not going to sit here and try to guess at where they're going next week. I'm never going to watch 1 minute of it. So I thought yesterday, like, we had a short-ish discussion about Bills Chiefs and, like, the importance of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of mentioned this with Mike Giardi just before. My takeaway from your breakdown of this game's importance was, in a certain way, the game of the year is in week 15. Like, if New England doesn't stumble, which they could. It's easy for me to say they could be 8-0. They could also be 4-4, I suppose. Like, they didn't have to win the game here. The Bills were in a great position to beat them. They didn't. They were in a good position to beat them. They were behind.
Wasn't Miami a Devin Achane false step at the sideline away from going ahead of them late?
Or at least keeping possession, yes.
That was them, I think, yeah.
That's right, week two.
Yeah.
So they are what they are. But it is different, you're right, that these teams are not in first place. And I think for Kansas City, it's a little bit maybe for the Bills too, you can tell me if you think this way, it's a little bit of whatever, you know, we'll be fine. I don't know, like, maybe the Bills internally overall feel that way. And the Chiefs don't have to either. Like, Denver is pretty good. Denver and New England are kind of the same for me as teams for the Chiefs and Bills, respectively, to have to leapfrog here in the second half. The Bills have lost to New England at home, and the Chiefs have yet to play the Broncos. But it is different this year in this way. I wonder if end of the day it'll be the game in Foxborough that means the most to this season. Is this game a must win? I know, literally it isn't. You're not out if you lose.
Right.
But if you get to four losses and say New England is at two, or you're at three losses, sorry, but without the tiebreaker, Kansas City would be at four losses if they lost this game, not the Bills. But you're a game and a half. You've lost to them. If New England ends up beating Atlanta at home, that's their game in week nine? How close you? The whole thing. The whole point is the one seed, right?
That is still the thing. So while the some of the focus on the game from both sides, like I said yesterday to me, is different because of Denver and New England both being in front of the Chiefs and the Bills, respectively. I need to keep pace with it's somebody else now. It's not Kansas City, and I don't play the team I'm trying to catch now. Not just keep pace with them. I mean, I'm trying to just stay one game behind Indianapolis, which is what I am right now, although they've played one more game than me, right? They have not had their bye yet. They've played eight.
Colts?
I played seven, yeah.
8-7-1.
Oh, right. And I'm 5-2.
5-2.
Okay, so that's it. We're I'm a game back. That's it. There's no, yeah. I need the win to keep that on track. But as far as Kansas City goes, I don't know. I mean, could it still come to a head-to-head between the two of them? I mean, I suppose. Neither of these teams is buried, right? Would it shock anyone if Kansas City won the AFC West and the Bills won the AFC East?
That's the right point.
Right? So what am I really still doing? Right? I want the one.
Oh, wow.
If I lose to Kansas City and they somehow get hot past Denver and are challenging Indianapolis, I'm going to want this head-to-head. It's the same as opening week with Baltimore.
But it only matters, mostly only matters, if you both finish first.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's a 5-6 conversation. And, you know,
right.
Is that really that important? Boy, that's such a good point. What would be the odds of the Bills and the Chiefs each winning their divisions in a parlay? I'm doing it.
I was going to go into my app.
Do you like it?
Do I like it?
I mean, is that going to be? It's got to be plus money, doesn't it?
Yes.
They're both behind.
Yes.
Oh wow, this is so good. Bills minus 155. Look at the credit they get. Chiefs minus 125. Oh, I'm not allowed to combine these. How do these other people get away with all these? But I can't even do two leg parlays on mine.
I don't know.
What am I doing wrong?
Were you on my app?
You know that's what I'm doing wrong. You tell me what it is. Let's talk to Kevin and you look that up.
Let me go see if I can figure that out.
Kevin, hi.
Hey, Hey, guys. Good talk to you. Hey, Hi. Yesterday, nobody brought Mello cups. My sister used to obsessively get those little cards and save a million of them up for a box of 10. But you'd know brought Mello cups.
I hated Mello cups as a kid because I thought they were going to be the same as peanut butter cups, and then they weren't. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I felt really, really, really
what
sad.
Is it, marshmallows?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. It feels to me like smoke flavored mud.
Say it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, so I spent a couple of years out in Kansas City doing a project and got to know a lot of Kansas City fans and listen to all their radio shows. They fear Gabe Davis. Even on the radio show, they just because he burned him so many times in games, it would be psychological to activate him. I don't care if he's got an arm in a sling; he's gonna make him go too high safety. I just think that'd be an interesting move, knowing that they don't like him. Then he's been like a thorn in their side more than anybody. That's just something I wanted to bring up. And then again, hey guys, I talked to you the week before. I'm back in town. I stayed back in town, and I guaranteed the victory, and you got a victory.
All right. Well,
I rang every bell in the house.
All right. Go get it,
right,
Kevin.
Right,
thank
right.
you. Right.
This is the Carolina game?
Right, right.
All right, thanks.
All right, good.
I can't.
How would you feel if the Chiefs re-signed? Where did Valdez-Scantling go today? He went somewhere today. I saw him sign somewhere. I don't remember where. But if the Chiefs brought him back because he caught a big pass against the Bills. Now, he's not had a historic game against the Bills like Gabe Davis had in the 2021 divisional loss. But I don't know.
Revenge game it would be.
I would sort of be – I'd be going, oh, good. Yeah, you're there. That's what you got. I think the Chiefs – fans or the Chiefs team themselves could feel the same way if the Bills activated Gabe Davis.
I want to say that I think the idea of Davis, who is not injured anymore, that's news today,
right?
Coming up for this game is interesting and a fun discussion. I just can't with, oh, I listen to sports radio and everybody's afraid. I have a friend who lives in Kansas City who is constantly with, this is how Kansas City feels. Because he talks to five people and listens to the radio. Like, it's just not, I would never say that about us.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of people. There are going to be a lot of different takes. I mean, who's afraid of Gabe Davis? Andy Reid? Steve Spagnuolo? Afraid? Maybe. I think it's an interesting idea for a team that lacks at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Davis, like you got to. historically great game against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Way more than everything did for MVS combined in his career, including when he played for the Bills. But, you know, maybe. I just doubt it's like a actual conversation that they have at in their cafeteria. You know, it just maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. There are moments of this where, whether it has to be a quarterback or a starting pitcher or a goalie, somebody like, okay, well, now we have a problem. I doubt it's Gabe Davis. I really just do.
Me too. Bills minus 150, Chiefs minus 125. I think same odds that you just
close,
said.
Yeah.
Both best odds to win their respective divisions, even though neither of them are in the lead, paired up plus 218.
Oh, well, what do you think? Interested?
I need to put like six other things on with it to get the
put the Ravens on it. You have it open?
I do have it open.
Put the Ravens on it.
Ravens are also, by the way, the same favorite, minus 125 as the Chiefs. That brings it to plus 450. 451 to be exact. So $10 wins 45. I'm not making that bet.
I don't hate it. I think I would. $10? I'll give you $10.
I don't have any money in my account right now. I'm waiting for them to offer me some.
And I do, but I'm not allowed.
I'm waiting for them to offer me some bonus.
Of course. Of course you are. Guy wins $3,700 on a hockey bet or whatever. No, the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game.
Right.
Take the money out. That's fine. That's a smart thing to do. I'm not being critical.
Thank you. I appreciate
or
that.
Or sarcastic. Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City to each win its respective division 45.
10 wins you 45.
10 wins you 45?
Yeah.
Who spoils it? Lamar Jackson gets a stomachache? Like, what spoils that?
They're the farthest back, but they also have the weakest field. So that makes sense that their odds are the same as the Chiefs because, you know, the AFC North is not – New England and Denver and or L.A. I think are better than anyone in the AFC North.
New England, I was there on this team will be good, and the schedule is cake. We talked about it constantly. I am not surprised. They're just not going to beat everybody. Like, this is Sal's take, too, and we'll talk to Sal. Maybe he's got a different take. I doubt it. They're just not so good that they're going to beat. They're not what the peak Bills have been, which is they're just going to roll through the bad teams. I would be shocked if that happened. But they win 11. Or even 12, I think. And, you know, maybe that's too good for us. Maybe that'll win it. They'll have to beat the Bills. The winner of that... Yeah. Winner of the game in Week 15 takes it. That's the game of the year. Buffalo at New England, Week 15. That's the game of the year. Winner of that game takes it. Yes or no?
Can that stake be realistic and have it not be the game of the year? I'm just struggling with Mahomes and Allen not being the game of the year.
Well, okay.
And Drake May already qualifying for game of the year status, although he's been excellent.
The Chiefs have the Colts in 2 weeks.
It has the potential to be the game of the year if the Patriots stay on track and they don't stub their toe, like you're saying. Then, and the Bills are one game back, then I gotta have it, and it's certainly Buffalo's game of the year because it's not week 18 like it was with Miami a couple of years ago, but it's the same sort of deal. Like, I'm not winning the division if I don't beat you here.
It's very unlikely, in my opinion, that the Bills will be two games clear of the Patriots going into that game.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one and you lose it, you're down.
You're behind again.
Because you'll have been swept. That's what you need to avoid this, is for the Bills to win, well, if they win their next seven and go to 12-2, right? Then New England needs to be 10-4. New England has the bye the week before that game. They need to be 10-4. And then you can afford the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even have the one seed at that point in hand. That means New England goes, they're 6-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means they go 4-2 against their schedule, which I think would be bad for them. Sal at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.